Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Your mind? Your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little sea hair after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. Diving.com. However you are receiving us, we appreciate the hell out of it. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Are you guys excited? Are the conservatives excited?
About
this Pence-Trump thing? Or is it a big bust? Or is nobody gives a fuck?
I think they're mostly not really happy about it right now. They're first of all, they're blaming Obama for the truck running over the people in Nice.
Oh,
the
shut
horrible,
up. Was
horrible.
He was he driving?
Yeah.
God,
like that woman who closed her eyes and let Jesus take the wheel. Go to our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen. You got to scroll down. It was a few days ago, but or search on Facebook on our page, and you can I don't know, search for Jesus. Although there may be too many, a woman literally closed her eyes praying while she was driving, and assumed that she'd be okay because she was driving, and then 8 seconds later, she smashed into a house. A house.
I hate shit like that. You know why I hate it? Because we spend a lot of time on this show saying, listen, you can believe in whatever you want to believe in. It doesn't matter. Just don't fuck with my shit. This clearly...
Yeah. For example, the heinous, murderous lunatic in Nice. But they're not even sure that it's religious yet. That's one of the things that's going on. You know, Trump, it was 4 seconds before that orange fuck tweeted out about the horrible tragedy in France. What is going on? When are we going to do something?
I love that.
Not, you know, thoughts and prayers go out to the families and everything like that. But he's got to be like, when are we going to do something? Elect me. I'll do something. What the fuck are you going to do, Donald?
You're going to solve terrorism?
Yeah.
He can't solve shit. Guy built a casino.
Because we know the Republicans are so great at preventing terrorism.
Oh, yeah. Well, wait. Now, any terrorist acts ever happen on a Republican president's watch? Oh, let me think.
Are we counting 9/11?
Yeah. I love those people that don't count 9/11. They're like, if you think about George Bush's presidency... Without 9/11,
Jeb Bush said that.
That's
during
stupid.
Didn't he say during the primary that
that's the dumbest fucking thing ever.
My brother kept America safe.
Please clap. Such,
yeah, fuck you.
Please clap. And then that was the thing was, what do you mean your brother kept America safe? Do you remember a couple of planes flying into some pretty big buildings?
Your brother didn't do jack fucking shit. Well, he did, actually. He did a lot.
He danced at a memorial recently that probably was not appropriate.
I can't stop talking about that with my friends and shit. I'm just like, you got to watch that because it's just...
There's a GIF or two out there that I should put those. Today will be GIF day. I'll put this in the blog post because today also, it took probably all of 10 seconds before they released the new Trump Pence logo, which is really ridiculous. It's the flag. It's got the stars and stripes, And up in the place where the stars be, it's a T and a P. But the T is, for lack of a better word, fucking the P. It's like the T, the main up and down line that makes
Can't
the T is going through the hole.
Can't you see
of
that?
The pee?
What is that? Do you think
what
some
is going on?
I you know what I think it is. I think some graphic designer lost their way, man. They just forgot they were putting a long thing through a fucking hole, and that always means fucking.
I saw some other guy who was like who fixed it. He put the T next to the P with a little star next to it. He goes, "Why didn't they do this one?" And I mean, it ridiculous nonetheless. All these logos, but still, it's not a T fucking a P.
Well, do you think...
But now there are GIF files out where they've animated them, and we put one on our Facebook page. We'll put it on the blog post for today at crabdiving.com.
Ooh.
Where somebody animated the T moving up and down.
It's very funny.
Thrusting into the P.
Do you think Pence is the bottom? I mean, obviously, he's the Veep.
In the logo, he is.
You think Trump likes to get pegged?
I don't think the P is penetrating the T.
Oh, yeah. You don't think he's versatile, Donald, in bed?
Donald's like, versatile.
Shove it up my ass.
lots going on. Don't forget, tweet us during the show if you want, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
You can communicate with us live this Faithless Friday where we unzip and let our atheist hang out a little bit. More than during the week.
Look out below.
The Twitter machine, you can tweet us at crabdiving, one word, CRABDIVING. And don't forget to waddle over to our Facebook page and participate there. All kinds of stuff going on there.
Is it
on the page? I just spilled beer.
Oh, no. Oh, shit. Is it? Oh, man. Do you need a towel or anything? Hey, can I ask you a question? Is it true Trump tried to back out at the last minute out of this Pence thing? Because I saw somewhere that the reason he didn't announce right away, it wasn't because of the terrorism. It was because he wanted to fucking be done with his Pence shit. He didn't want to nominate Pence, but I guess he couldn't get out of it.
He already told him?
Yeah, I mean...
he couldn't call him up and say, I changed my mind?
He's going to lose anyway. What the fuck does it matter?
Well, the Trumpalos aren't happy.
Oh, yes.
They've been responding with...
you got beer all over your mouse. Do you need my mouse from this other
computer?
No, I've
got the other mouse here.
Oh,
with,
okay.
He's been responding with... No, the Trumpalos have been responding with disappointment, massive disappointment.
Massive.
Over Pence. They think he's just too boring.
You need to read... design where you have your liquids in comparison to all your fucking electronics, by the way.
Well, I usually... Bad situation. Okay. It was
a shitty situation over there.
This was a misplacement of the can of beer that entered the picture late.
One misplacement.
what were we talking about?
Pence and Trump and whether or not Pence bottoms for Trump or is it vice versa.
But the Trumpalo's not happy. They're a lot of the heavy Trump fans think that Pence is just a big limp dick.
He is, man. He's a big flaccid sausage. I wanted Palin. I don't give a fuck.
Oh,
I don't give a... No, I don't care. And she's not... By the way, guess why she's not at the RNC? Did you see that shit?
I saw the article. It has something... I didn't read it, though. It has something to do with Track, right?
Track's in jail. He got remanded to custody for whatever. The domestic violence or whatever the fuck he was
involved
that
for
in.
That shenanigans.
It took
this long?
I guess, dude. And it's a real shame, though, that... well, it's a shame that happened, but it's also a shame that those fucking idiots aren't going to be released upon Cleveland.
Right.
I mean, this seems like right up their alley. Like, I want lots of stories.
Oh, Track whipped that shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
Come on!
Who wants to fight me? I want lots of fucking Palin at the RNC stories, but we're not going to get that.
No, how disappointing.
This RNC sucks so far. It sucks so bad.
But Tom Cotton's going to speak.
Fuck that guy. He's boring. Tom Cotton.
Tom Trader Cotton is going to speak. Tom the Trader.
What's he going to talk about?
Islam and Mexicans and Jesus and stuff like that.
That's what they're all going to talk about. It's going to be xenophobia, but remember to pray. And by the way, you can have as many guns as you want.
Track,
that's their platform.
Track Palin has been remanded into custody. Track? Yeah. Torque. Twat. Twunt. Palin has been remanded into custody on the three charges that resulted from his drunken attack on his girlfriend in January. They're Class A misdemeanors.
Oh, sad.
They don't know how long he's going to be in the custody.
Yeah.
The
he'll
so
be fine in there. He'll probably like jail. Plenty of people to hit, maybe.
Right. So there you go. That's what Ryan was talking about. The story's over on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Right.
We can see what's going on in the headlines.
Perfect.
This lovely Friday.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Do the opening.
Live from Crab Diving Studios, you're listening to the news segment. It's gonna kick fucking ass. It's June 15th. Thank God it's fucking Friday. Welcome to Faithless Friday. Jesus doesn't exist.
Thank you.
That wasn't bad, right?
I couldn't hear it. I was getting a wet towel because my... my desk smells like beer.
I fucked it up. It just dawned on me. Maybe I just never listened to what you said there. I'm just waiting for my line.
Thanks.
I just made
waiting
it.
For my line. Waiting for my cue. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Suck my dick.
Ladies and gentlemen, the headline is... I just saw this. I just... the BBC just vibrated my phone pleasantly
really?
For me.
I think Trump should have gone with more of an otter selection rather than this power bottom leather daddy that he picked out.
Right.
Don't you think?
But the headline.
Sorry.
It's a different headline.
Yeah.
The headline that the BBC just twiddled me about.
Oh, yes.
Is the military has taken over Turkey. Like
what?
Like there were reports of tanks starting to block streets.
Oh shit!
Jets flying over the city and shit, and people are like, "What's going on?" And the government released a statement that said, "Don't worry about it. We've got it. It's all right. It's just a little bit of a thing. Don't worry." And now the military has just released a statement saying, we're going to take over for a little while because of democracy and shit.
Oh, my God. Wait, so the military thinks
the
Turkish government isn't being fair, so they're taking over.
Well, yeah.
Shit.
It says coup attempt in Turkey is the headline.
A coup.
The Turkey's military has declared a coup as the soldiers are deployed across the country. The country. So, God, how does... In something that big now, it's not like the old days where you just wander into one town and,
and
shoot a few people and you take over. How does one coordinate a countrywide takeover when there's, and secretly?
Facebook.
I mean, how do you keep people from knowing about
Facebook and Twitter and Instagash?
The Turkish military announced it had taken over the country.
Oh, shit.
The Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim announced that an attempted military uprising was ongoing during a recent broadcast on telly over there.
How do you know? I mean, what difference does it make if you're a Turkish person all of a sudden? I mean,
he says some people illegally undertook an illegal action outside of the chain of command. The government elected by the people remains in charge. The government will only go when the people say so. Military jets, helicopters are flying, buzzing overhead. Car alarms were going off. That's how low some of these planes and helicopters were flying.
Okay.
Setting off car alarms all over Istanbul and Ankara, their two big cities.
Right.
Forces closed Istanbul's two main bridges.
Oh, man. They asked Chris Christie for advice.
They did.
How do we close this bridge?
Tanks.
Tubby.
Pulled into the entrance.
Is it true?
The airport.
Was it true Chris Christie said just lay down across it? That's what I was going to do.
Yeah.
I'm big enough.
The officials right now aren't adding anything at this time.
Yes.
So we don't know what's going on. I guess we'll find out as the day progresses of what's going on.
The president, do they have a president over there? What do they have? Turkey.
Prime Minister, okay. I believe.
Is he in custody from the military? Take him into
no. He's still on television. I think they're. It just seems like they're rolling in. It doesn't appear that there have been reports of shots in the city, but I don't know if it's actually if there's actually like widespread. I don't think they're bombing their own city or anything like that to try to take over. I don't know. So we'll see.
Why didn't this ever happen when George Bush was in charge?
It did.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean the military.
Uncle Nipple. Oh, our military.
Yeah.
Uncle Nipples. I was going to say Uncle Nipples just waltzed into Georgia, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not Newt Gingrich's Georgia.
Fuck you. He better not.
Soviet Georgia.
Right.
Speaking of Uncle Newt.
Oh, yes. Is he sad? Is he being a little bitch?
I think he's just an opportunist. I don't think he...
Got his name in the paper for a little bit, right?
Well, sure, and now he's kept it going. I think he realized that he probably wasn't going to be, or, he wasn't going to be the nominee, or he had already heard, maybe, by this time, because, this morning, even though Donald postponed his press conference to announce the winner of the VP blowjob contest, he tweeted this morning. Instead, as the announcement that Mike Pence was chosen as his VP candidate and that he'll have a full press conference tomorrow. So it was just made official today, but they didn't have a big hoopla dealio. Oh, no geez. Riding down the escalator today.
Oh, God. I was hoping sadly. For, yeah, I was hoping for some sort of spectacle. How are they going to announce together? Are they going to come out in little wrestling singlets and scissor?
Probably. They're probably stocking up on lube.
Don't you do that at the convention?
What?
Get a bunch of lube, go out on stage, and you say, hey, this is going to be my VP nominee. I mean, right? Isn't that how they traditionally do it? Don't they announce at the RNC?
Yeah, usually they wait for the... Sometime, well, in most recent history, I think they've waited until the actual conventions, but... Like, I think Reagan blew that tradition at one point when he announced earlier. And now, obviously, Trump is announcing just a few days before. But I wonder if Hillary, if we'll... I think they did say that they're going to, in the gap between when the Republicans are done playing and the DNC, I think they're going to... Hillary said she's going to announce, too. So I think they're going to know going into the Democrats, too.
What if she goes with Bernie? She won't.
She's not going to go with Bernie.
She's got to do Elizabeth Warren, right? Don't you think?
I guess, but it's kind of leaning toward...
not a white guy.
Well, yeah, I think that...
God fucking damn it.
Our boring white guy, they got the boring white guy on their side, Mike Pence.
Yeah.
Really, we're going to talk about him in a little bit. He ain't that boring. He's terrifying.
He's a Taliban, right?
Yeah, he's a Christo loon. He's anti... Abortion, anti-women's rights, he doesn't believe in evolution. He doesn't believe in global warming.
Well, he doesn't believe in evolution.
Right.
Heartbeat away.
Yeah.
You got to be shitting me.
So Newt last night went on the telly and is now in Trubs for what he had to say. Even the most right-wing nut jobbery... Right-wing nut jobs are like going, ooh, wow, ooh, this is jobbist. One. Here's Newt on
this
Fox.
Tragedy, this evil attack tonight.
This is lunkhead, asshole, and Newt licker. Sean Hannity, who we found out, he essentially tweeted out, fuck you, to all of his critics the other day because they found out that Hannity provided... First of all, Hannity has a jet, which makes me want to kill myself.
How much
money?
Or
a plane. They said it's plane. I don't know. Maybe he's just got a plane. Maybe it's not a jet.
He's got a face. It looks like a fucking potato.
But regardless, fucking Hannity.
Jet.
Sent. When the Donald's plane got a flat tire in Indiana, he wasn't able to fly home. And I guess he was going to have some kind of
spooning contest or scissoring contest.
Oh, really?
He wanted to meet with all of them.
A spoon off?
And he had spent the day with Pence, and I guess he was going to spend the night with Nude.
Oh, geez. Well, that's, hey, listen, you want to hang out with Nude at night. That guy's probably fun to run around with.
Yeah, Pence is all Christian-y and everything.
Boring. Nude will show you some good times.
So Nude had to then go to Indiana, and Sean Hannity benevolently bestowed his fucking airplane to take Newt to Indiana to go blow Trump.
Why does it matter who's blowing Trump and when?
Well, because, and then Hannity released he's a private citizen and I'm a private citizen, and if I do favors for my friend, it's none of anyone's fucking business.
but isn't it though?
You're an alleged journalist.
Yeah. He's a journalist. Well, the potato-faced hamhead is more like a fucking entertainer, don't you think?
I think they call themselves pundits and commentators, so they get away with not being fair and balanced. Like, fuck you, I could be biased because I'm giving my opinion.
I'm giving the people, the idiots that listen to me, the opinion that they exactly want to hear, so they always tune in.
So this is Hannity, who certainly is probably poured some saltpeter into his coffee to try to quell his hard on after this horrific.
Why quell it?
After this horrific attack in Paris or in France.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, it's a chance for him to get all self-righteous on TV. He's wearing his American flag pin like a true American, Ryan.
Is this pussy afraid to say radical Islam?
Who, Hannity?
Yes.
Every 5 seconds he says it.
Does he really?
Points out the fact that Obama doesn't.
Radical Islam.
So here's Newt Gingrich and Sean Hannity.
Yay.
Doing a little rolling around in the hay on Fox, quote, news, unquote.
This tragedy, this evil attack tonight mean for that conflict and debate?
Well, first of all, Sean, as you know, I was in Paris just last weekend talking with people who are deeply involved in trying to deal with the Iranian.
Can you believe we're listening to Newt Gingrich again being run out of Washington?
Was he really?
For scandals. Yeah, he was dumped because more and more scandals were popping up. He was dumped as the Speaker of the House.
Was it real or was it like real scandal kind of shit? Or was it just like chicks?
No, I think it was shenanigans.
Well, he had a sex scandal, didn't he?
Just chicks. Well, he cheated on his dying wife. Wasn't that it?
Oh, yeah. Is that a big deal for these guys? Is that against, I mean, is it against Jesus? Is Jesus for that or not?
Well, I think they frown upon that. Yeah. Cheating on your not dying wife is.
But what if you're rich and white and straight?
Well, there you don't have to worry about it in America. Yeah.
Who cares?
You're absolved, like Duck Dick said yesterday. All we got to do is convert Trump, and all the rest of the stuff they say about him, he can say, that was the old me.
Right.
That was dope me before I was inseminated by the Lord.
Oh, God.
Government and other sources of terrorism. And let me also say, Daniel Silva has a remarkable new novel called Black Widow. And the entire opening section is on the systematic Islamic attack on Jews in France, which is the worst it's been since the Nazis. So let me start with where I'm coming from, and let me be as blunt and as direct as I can be.
So he points out a fictional novel as this is a perfect example of what's really happening in Paris right now in France with the Muslims.
Let me pull out a Tom Clancy book.
Right.
I love it. Why not, man?
Western civilization is in a war.
Oh, boy.
We should, frankly, test every person from here who is of a Muslim background. And if they believe in Sharia, they should be deported.
What?
Test every person here.
Oh, yes.
Of a Muslim background. He's talking about American citizens.
Right.
Test them.
For Sharia.
I don't know. I think it's like a couple of knuckles in a hole, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
But test them to see if they...
Where is Sharia law? Right up your
agree
ass?
Agree with Sharia law. And if they say yes, deport them.
I'm going to need to feel your balls to see if you're Sharia law compliant. Sharia law compliant.
I mean,
it's in your nuts.
he's trying to out Trump. Trump.
Oh yeah.
Or maybe Trump has said, "Look, I can't pick you as VP.
No,
but you go out and be me."
Oh yeah.
Because I got to tone this shit down right now. Go out and say the N word.
Yes.
Yeah, go out and call Obama a coon.
Go out and tell all the racists what they want to hear.
Right. And you take the hits, and I'll get you something pretty during the administration.
Oh, sure.
I'll put you somewhere nice.
I'll buy some of your shitty fucking books.
I'll make you the ambassador to that island of bimbos that guy had.
Oh, yeah.
U.S. ambassador to the Isle of Hot Chicks.
Sure.
Here's the rest of just a little bit. But that was the key phrase.
Korea, they should be deported. Should, frankly, test every person from here who is of a Muslim background. And if they believe in Sharia, they should be deported. Sharia is incompatible with Western civilization. Modern Muslims who have given up Sharia, glad to have them as citizens. Perfectly happy to have them next door. But we need to be fairly relentless about defining who our enemies are.
So what about the extremist Christians in the back fucking woods of Arkan fucking saw?
Yeah.
Who are passing 13, 14-year-old girls around.
Right.
Because you got to get them before the hair does.
Gross.
And that are beating their wives and are doing all this. This is that Christian law of theirs, that quiverful kind of shit where
yes.
Shut up and present your vagina to me at all times.
Okay.
And you're going to be shooting out a kid.
Ooh,
every
out.
9-10 months.
Ouchie.
How is having them next door?
I don't know. It's crappy.
Better than having a Muslim next door.
I don't know. Yeah, and those people next door, those lunatic quiverfuls, they all have guns. Mm-hmm. They're fucking religious zealots with fucking guns.
And duggering each other.
And meth. They probably got meth.
Did you see there was a story, Josh Duggar, this Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen, this fits in, that Josh Duggar... the family, I guess, is like broke as fuck now. They're all worried because they lost their TV show and all this.
That sucks, man. That sucks to lose your TV show.
But this is that typical quiverful shit. You know, he went off to that fraudulent sex rehab for Christians.
Sure, yeah. They prayed a lot.
where he allegedly, I don't know, is you know, absolved or whatever. And they're saying he's not like repentant at all. He's blaming Satan.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't him.
Right.
That was a couple knuckles deep in his sister while she was sleeping.
God.
It wasn't him
so gross.
That punch fucked a few porn stars and ladies of the evening.
Right.
That wasn't him.
That was the devil.
Satan.
Oh, yeah.
Like a Muppet reaching up into his asshole and controlling his mouth.
I'm a skin Muppet.
So there you go. Again, just no accountability.
They don't give a shit.
No accountability. It's Satan did it. Wasn't me. That's like the story of that church that hired
up.
that twice convicted child diddler.
Oh God!
And they're like, "Well, he's repented now, and he's accepted Jesus as personal savior."
These Christians are so disgusting with their molestation and their fascination with like,
yeah, then
goddamn children. It just grosses me the fuck out.
Then when a couple of little kids come home from youth camp with pink eye. From semen burns, they're like, "Well, whoa! I can't believe he fell again. I can't believe."
What do you mean? They're saying the pink eye is a result of falling, but it's really from being molested or something.
I was speculating.
Oh, it's so fucking gross.
With hyperbole.
Now these fucking I can't stand it anymore. Yes, all these fucking assholes, they're pervy little fucksticks. Oh, we gotta lock all these lunatics up. I don't know. I don't know what to do with these people.
And if you wonder why we're not talking for two straight hours about the horrific attack in France, what are we gonna say?
What are we gonna say? It sucks. It sucks, just like these Christians and these pervy molesters.
Well, I mean, it's horrible, it's heinous. What can we do about it?
Nothing.
I don't know. How about maybe taking a look at our policy, our foreign policy in the Mideast and other places? Maybe we should pull the cock of freedom a little bit back
maybe.
From out of the rectum of the rest of the world and take a look and say, you know, okay, you guys can maybe handle some of your own shit sometimes, but It's just going to keep happening until...
I mean, what are we
the answer is not to turn the desert into glass, Ted Cruz.
Right. What are we going to do, though, about Turkey and this coup? All right. What was that? The Elizabeth Warren thing?
That was a turkey.
Oh, a turkey. That's funny. What are we going to do about it? I mean, do we care? Is there anything we can do?
Well,
we didn't even know what
current,
the fuck is happening.
Well, the current administration in Turkey has been getting more dickish and more right-wing and slicing away at freedoms. Kind of like here. We're really not... another horrible terrorist attack or two away.
Oh yes.
And they'll be like, they'll be trying to pass laws like Newt wants.
I mean,
right?
Janet Jackson's titty popped out on a Super Bowl halftime show, and the next day you woke up, and it really is. It's like everybody wanted to turn the country into the fucking Taliban.
Congressional hearings.
Yeah.
On areola.
That's so stupid. Ah, we're such prudes.
I don't know what there is to say. They're still trying to figure out what's going on. All the right wingers. Heinous. I mean, it was really just moments after the news was breaking of this horrible attack.
Yeah.
And they were on there blaming Obama and, well, hey, you fucking lib fags. You guys want to ban trucks next?
Yeah, right.
All the gun fondlers. Everybody, it's just everyone's so horrible.
Everybody's stupid.
Nobody's saying, hey, let's take a minute and consider the fact that there's a bunch of dead kids and now 84 dead people and dozens more on the brink and in the hospital and everything. But no, we gotta whip out our agenda within 3.5 fucking seconds.
Right. Was it terrorism? I mean, it's obviously terrorism.
Of some sort.
Was it Al-Qaeda or ISIS or
something? All they know about, dude, is that he's Muslim, but everybody in his neighborhood, his family and friends, are saying he's not religious. Like, he's not very religious at all. To which the idiots on the right are responding,
they lie. The whole, every Muslim's going to lie to cover up for him. That's the problem. I think because these idiots, these right-wing nut jobs, are so busy listening to Fox News, it just tells them whatever they want to hear 100% of the time, so they can advertise.
They're scared and clutch their pearls and point at the Negroes.
I mean, I forgot my fucking point.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. I mean, they just want to...
Fox News.
Yeah. They're just going to play whatever people want to hear all the time. And so now your politicians can't even tell these people the truth.
Right.
Because they're so used to hearing what they want to hear. Whatever. Fuck them.
They're saying the dude had... one of his neighbors, I saw there was an interview, and they were like, he wasn't like a nice guy. He always was just kind of a dick, and always just an angry, kind of an unpleasant guy. We'll learn.
I mean,
course,
he had
we'll
to have been working with
him.
Someone, right? I mean, he had a truck full of explosives.
There was no explosives.
Oh, really? So what was it?
They found out later that all he had in the back, he rode a bicycle to go pick up the truck.
Okay.
And in the back of that big truck was the bicycle and some pallets.
That's it?
That's all that was in the back. With him, they're like, they found an arsenal! Now they find out that there were a couple of guns with him, but he also had a bunch of replica guns. Like,
Gun nuts.
He think he was going to run out of ammo and just wave the replicas around to keep people away? So, we don't know.
Maybe he's just a loon.
And maybe radicalized on the internet, maybe whatever. But right now they're saying he wasn't even... He was on the radar of local police because he was a dick and he was a miscreant. But he was not on the radar of the terroristy people because they didn't... He just wasn't. He hadn't. Right. He didn't meet with anybody. He didn't, didn't seem radicalized at a mosque or anything like that. So he wasn't even on that radar. So they don't know if he just, if this is a disgruntled, went batshit and hates France, or they're still trying to figure it out. To which I saw a couple comments on Twitter. Doesn't matter. He's still a Muslim.
Right. It doesn't matter why anybody does anything. We're just angry and we're going to scream.
As long as we can point to him being a Muslim.
Yeah, gives a shit. By the way, I need lots and lots of fucking guns.
It fits into our paradigm. Right.
Yeah.
Turkey trending on the Twitter. Erdogan is the prime minister.
See, now all these American lunatics, we're all going to say, well, that's why people need guns. What if our government does this?
He's just offered amnesty, legal, wide-ranging legal immunity to the Turkish military if they stand down. So he's saying, we won't come after you and prosecute you
if you stop.
For this revolution and coup if you
Why
stop
Why would
right
they
now.
Stop, though? They have the
Well, I mean,
military.
If they have...
The guns.
Does the whole military have it? Does I don't know. Cases against commanders must now be approved by the prime minister, it says. Low-ranking soldiers, whatever. The military is increasingly taking the lead in operations against the Kurdish militia and the PKK in the east of Turkey. So the Kurds are trying to break off from Turkey. And, you know, it's just a shitstorm. It's just a giant fucking shitstorm. And the people in power just don't want to give up power.
Right.
And end up fucking the people of the country.
I wonder if the Kurds, should they have their own country? Who knows?
Listening earlier, I don't know if we'll talk about it today, but Puerto Rico, it's just, I was losing my mind. I was listening to a story about what's going on in Puerto Rico and just how we really need to just take the pitchforks, torches, and guillotines to the banks.
Right.
Because these giant banksters... And these hedge funds and these international dick fucks the same shenanigans that they did here with the predatory loan lending to people that couldn't afford mortgages.
God, it's all right. We'll do it. We'll do it. We can give this to you. Don't worry about it. Your credit's good enough. Here's a $75,000 loan that you won't be able to
pay
back.
They default on it. They get the house back. They don't care. They've sold it. They sold your loan a year ago to somebody else who sold somebody else who packaged it and bundled it into something else. And they're betting you're not going to pay it. So they're making money on the fact that you're going to lose money. And blah, blah, blah. This is the whole problem. The whole
what a great system.
House of shit that they built that collapsed. And then we paid for it.
Right.
We bailed them out. Thank you. Thank you for fucking us. Thank you for stealing our money and our houses. And here, you know, now that you guys can't pay, well, you know, we'll help you out.
By the way, listening to an old episode of Democracy Hal right after this show. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's right. You said he was right, Sean. Maybe we should just go take their shit.
I don't know. This morning I was feeling a little commie. Yeah. But it's the exact same thing that they did with Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico was having budget problems and everything. And the snake slid in and said, we can loan you money. We can lend you money. And the interest rate on these... I forget the type of bonds they called them. Some kind of blah, blah, blah bonds.
Yeah.
But they're calling them payday loans because they are due, when they're due in 10, 20, 30 years, 1,000% interest
so
on some of them.
So how's anybody going to pay that?
Well,
they're not going to be able to.
And they knew going in that they wouldn't be able to. So now... This, you know, they're having that huge crisis in Puerto Rico. They're cutting programs. They're cutting schools. They may close hospitals. All the people are going to be fucked because the evil banksters are basically foreclosing on the country. But get this, half of what they owe right now, half they've figured out are, they describe them as outwardly illegal or at the very least immoral loans from these evil banksters who swooped in and said, we'll give you money at 7,000% interest, la, 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 and then fuck the people.
So this is Elizabeth Warren's thing, right?
And then they go off and sell it to one of these vulture funds who say, we'll buy the debt at 5 cents on the dollar. So the banks say, well, we're going to get nothing, so we'll take that 5 cents on the dollar. And then evil hedge fund, all they got to do is make 5 more cents on a dollar to double their money. To squeeze that out of Puerto Rico. Squeeze that out of the people.
It sucks. That's so evil. It's just, there's nothing we can do to protect ourselves from that. We're just fucked.
Well, right. And I wonder, in the global scheme of things, if one were able to say, to take that electronic money, wherever it is, however it exists... And say, okay, here's where that money is right now. And you go, poof, you press a button and it vanishes. How is the day-to-day life of any of these rich, evil fucks in the stream gonna change? Zero. Nobody's day is gonna change. Nobody's life is going to change. They could easily say, you know what, Puerto Rico, we don't want you to starve your people. We don't want you to close the schools on your kids. We don't want your people to drop dead in the streets because we got to close your hospitals. Forget the loan. Here you go.
Why don't they do that?
Because they're evil.
Why don't
evil.
We do that?
They're capitalists.
Can we make them do that?
Well, there you go.
Can America fucking make them do that? Can Elizabeth Warren make them do that?
That's part of that package they just passed.
Package.
But it's hard because the Republicans want to fuck them. Republicans, oh, yes. You know, the Republicans are all let the bank take their money, give them their pound of flesh, let those brown people suffer. They shouldn't have had so much food stamps, those right. lazy fucks. They shouldn't have wanted so much of education.
Well, they're living in a modern country. They just don't want to eat. They want to eat. They don't want to starve. What's their fucking problem?
Same thing they did to Greece, and they're trying to do it to Italy now. And
not Italy. Come on.
Italy's kind of in the same boat right now.
God damn it.
Italy got some loans from some evil giant banks. And right. now because they're under the balls, but it's Angela Merkel. So under the giant labia of the Germans.
Nine.
They're...
Hold on!
The EU won't let them refinance.
Why?
Because they're into austerity.
Oh, okay.
You must starve your people to pass yes. back.
That's so German.
And Danish. It's just not working. And it
doesn't work to starve people to death.
Surprisingly, people wow. don't feel really comfortable with that.
Jeez.
And then they see the banksters in their country. They see the politicians in their country. They see the still very wealthy people in their country not giving a blip about what's going on. And right. meanwhile, unemployment is 25-30% in Greece.
God damn it.
So it really is this. It's maybe we're seeing the death throes of this capitalist system we got because it just ain't working. It's just not working. I was reading about these loans that they're making to these giant banks because everybody's so worried, you know, the interest rate, and that there are places where now governments are issuing loans in a few countries at negative interest rates.
How does that work? You can't do that.
Which means
can you?
You lend me a dollar in a year, I give you back 90 cents.
That's great.
But the...
I guess
it used to be with interest. You okay. used to get back $1.10, $1.20.
Now you don't get dick.
Now it's negative interest, but the banks are so desperate to protect the money that they think might go when things might go shit up because right, right. they know it's just not going to sustain itself.
Shit up.
Well, how can people buy stuff if they don't have money?
I don't know.
So your whole capitalist widget system, that's where that whole voodoo economics is a farce. You can't build your shit and then hope they're going to buy it. There needs right. to be a demand first.
You get somebody's got to want this widget that you just constructed.
But Reagan and the evil banksters and the evil plutocrats want give us more money. Don't worry, oh, yes. give us the money.
To what? Build the widgets? And then from the
well,
process
that's their
of
theory.
Building the widgets,
right? You give
all
us
the
money,
will trickle down.
We've been giving them the money for 40 years, and where is it? It's in accounts in the Caymans. It's
right.
in accounts in Switzerland. They're lending it to countries at negative interest because they're worried about losing it, and they think at least it's a country; it'll be a little bit more guaranteed.
No, oh, wow.
But Richard Wolff was saying, economist, commie, Marxist. He was saying that it's not going to sustain itself, that they're fooling themselves because if the shit hits the fan.
Yes.
Why do they think this social contract of these electronic imaginary funds
oh, it'll go
are going to continue?
It will go away.
Right.
If something happens where no one has to pay, so you know what I mean? It's going to disappear, right?
Yeah. show up at our doorstep, rich person, and, you know, wave your BlackBerry with your Swiss account numbers in front of me and try to buy a loaf of bread.
Go fuck yourself.
Right?
I can't. What am I supposed to do with that fake
money? Exactly.
You fucking pussy.
He thinks it's just got to, we got to change the system. Because especially here in our country, because the media is owned by who? Giant evil for-profit corporations.
Right.
So how eager is giant corporate media to put forth things like, hey, you know what really might fix things if we start having these worker co-ops, or
if we start doing that.
Right. Because you cut into their bottom line and their profits. And that's pure evil. That's Murdoch.
Right. They're not doing that shit. Are they still having a scandal, by the way? Does Fox News still have that scandal?
Oh, yeah.
Gretchen, they say, and DC, another, and Ailes.
Another person recently said she witnessed Ailes sexually harassing someone at work, and then some other people were like, oh god, yeah, every show. show where there's a white dick,
yeah
you're gonna get marginalized and treated like the little gal in the corner. Pat you on the head,
right
hike that skirt up, honey, and don't say anything to contradict the thing with the balls.
It seems like it was designed to happen this way, right? They were just waiting for the moment to really throw Roger Ailes under the bus.
Yeah I think there might be something to that, because the sons hate him.
Right.
The sons loathe and despise him.
Doesn't sound like Gretchen loves him either.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo, as they're talking about the Turkish possible coup that's happening right now.
God damn, that's crazy, man.
And over at the Drudge Report, same thing, coup in Turkey, military claims control.
Let me guess their angle. That's why we all need to be armed to the teeth over here, because what if it happens in America?
Oh, well, wait a minute. They might be a little happy about it, because the question they're asking over at the Drudge is the fall of the Islamist government.
Ooh.
This is, Turkey was one of the few secular Muslim governments or whatever. It's not, yes. They're not Sharia law.
Right.
But they're pretty Muslimy, and this Erdogan guy was—I remember taking some heat not that long ago because he's been cracking down on social media.
Okay,
like you can't insult the prime minister, kind of shit, which is bullshit. That's what'll happen if Trump becomes president. By the way,
what you won't be able to say anything bad about him,
right?
He'll probably have a little
he'll sue.
A ministry of podcasts.
Exactly.
He's going to troll iTunes for people saying negative shit.
I understand these crab diving guys called me a cunt.
Two in the head, one in the chest.
So there you go. The headline over at the Drudge Report. Same thing.
He ain't going to win.
What's going on in Turkey. Who?
Jeez, Trump. He's not going to win.
Doubtful. But, I mean, it ain't. It's not a, you know, don't get complacent. Like Bill Maher was on with Chris Matthews yesterday, and Matthews asked him, well, you know, what, you don't think he's going to win or whatever, and what percentage do you think he would have of winning? And Bill Maher said, 49 to 50. And he's like, you don't believe that. He goes, well, no, I don't believe that, but I want to scare people to get the fuck out and
right.
Vote. Because we got to make sure.
And fucking the down vote, tickets, motherfuckers.
The down tickets are almost more important than everything else. I mean, look what these our laziness has done as far as
oh my god,
not being able to pay attention to what these Koch brothers
and like school boards
and these grassroots organizations, these conservative evil cancers that have been spreading.
How many
school boards?
How many
county,
stories do we have of school boards in Texas? They don't want to accept evolution.
That one in Oregon, some little local water board was going to vote to keep out some mining operation or something because they kind of like having clean water.
No, what a bunch of pussies. Come on.
And the fucking Koch brothers, this was a couple years ago, but the Koch brothers got involved and sunk like tens of thousands of dollars into this local election where usually people get $100 in donations.
Nobody gives a shit.
But they sunk like 10 grand into the evil corporate Republican candidates to overthrow that board.
It's so unfair.
And open their legs to the industry and fuck your water, you pussies.
Right, right.
You can buy water, bottled water from Nestle.
$10,000 to the Koch brothers. That's fucking nothing, right? It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. God, see, that's why.
But they and their corporate buddies get to make millions then.
How can anybody fight against somebody like that? It's impossible.
That's why we need public elections.
Your little local
public funding of elections only. And do it like the Brits. Get it the fuck over with in like a month. Announce we're having elections.
Right.
Have your primaries. And a month later, be done with it. Because, goddamn, this has been going on for a long time.
Well,
thanks to Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Really? It's been entertaining fuck.
Imagine if there was someone boring running. Imagine if this was a Mitt Romney year.
But
or a McCain.
We would have preferred he stopped at the... at the convention.
Oh, right.
I would have preferred to see a Cruz versus a Clinton because...
Well, so far, I think we're going to be disappointed here on out. I think it's going to be reserve Trump, and I don't think he's going to do anything nuts, and I think the convention's going to be so fucking boring.
You think?
Oh, Mike Pence is going to give some... The exciting thing will be Mike Pence's, like...
Well, and...
fucking anti...
Major disappointment because we found out Tebow's not speaking.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Tebow. Trump mentioned that Tebow was going to speak or show up or something like that.
What the fuck was he
going to
say? What the fuck was Tim Tebow going
to
say?
Who wants to hear from fucking Tim Tebow? So
it's going to be idiotic.
Then Tim Tebow goes on social media and is like, I don't know what Trump's talking about. I'm not going to the convention.
He's such a dumbass. We don't know.
Who, Tebow?
We don't know if he was scheduled for that or not. He could have been. He just didn't know.
Right.
You think he's filling out his little Google Calendar and he knows where he's going all the time? I can't imagine. He's got to have a buddy for
wherever
that.
The Lord sends him.
Or wherever someone tells me to go.
What else is going on out there? Oh, just shy of his 73rd birthday, Ryan.
Yes. Who is this?
Iconic rock star Mick Jagger, who's still out touring, still recording.
Still alive.
And about to be a dad for
Shut
the eighth time.
The fuck up. He is not. He's having a kid.
73-year-old Mick Jagger is having a girlfriend with his 29-year-old American girlfriend.
Jeez.
A ballet dancer.
Oh, okay.
Melanie Hamrick.
Are they in love?
Apparently. Meanwhile, his bandmate, Ronnie Wood, just welcomed twin daughters.
Oh, shit.
With his much younger wife, Sally.
And we wonder why these guys are still touring. They're paying off people. They're paying for these families.
They got
there.
Yeah, they've got women and spawn to pay for.
Guys, you're diluting the Rolling Stones money, what people are going to inherit.
He's 44 years older than she is. I mean, he could be his girlfriend's grandfather pretty easily.
That's a lot. How many
years? In the South, possibly great-grandfather.
44 years. Oh, for sure. 44 years, man.
Right.
What do they talk about?
They obviously don't.
I mean,
they obviously do something else.
Right, right. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe she's a Rolling Stones fan.
Maybe she's into music. She's a ballet dancer.
I mean, people love the Stones. Imagine if you're hanging out with Mick Jagger all the time. What do you talk about? Every question's got to be like, I don't. Does he sit around and just tell stories about concerts he's done? And I wonder what he talks about.
Yeah.
He always looks like he needs a glass of water.
Really?
Yeah, to me, I'm like, God, drink something. Yeah, he always looks dehydrated.
Nick looks always a little parched, you're saying?
Yeah. He needs some moisture.
So there you go. A little bit of what's going on in Hollywood.
Congrats, Mick. Good job. Having a kid.
I've got...
Is he going to change a diaper? Do you think he'll change one fucking diaper?
No. Are you kidding? Would you?
No. No, no.
I guess if I have millions, I would spend as much time as I could with my kid, and then when something poopy happened, I would be like, excuse me.
Yes.
Can someone come take care of this?
If I'm Mick Jagger.
Not my wife. I mean, if we're loaded, right, we would have
I'm help. Having my testicles unattached or whatever it is to keep you from having children. You got to... I mean, you don't want to just... Why is he having a kid?
It's worth
70.
It's worth getting
the
vasectomy. 73. 73.
That's it. I thought he'd be in his 80s. Wow, he looks great.
73, and he's going to be 91 when his kid's 18. When his kid graduates high school.
Well, he'll be dead.
Mick might not make it to 91, but Keith Richards is pretty well pickled still, well preserved.
Here's what's going to happen. Those guys, they're going to go downhill real quick.
You think?
I think so. Sorry, I know that's...
But they're in their 70s. How downhill... I mean, what do you think? They're just going to...
Well, yeah, they're not going to be able to walk anymore. And all of a sudden, they'll be dead. That's what happens.
But they'll still be fathering children.
Oh, yeah. They need to get those testicles turned off. Turn off those sperm factories.
Do you think the older kids are like...
Yes. Everyone hates this.
Okay, now it's divided by 8.
Yeah, go back and tour. Do one more tour, please, guys. Do one more fucking tour.
I've got a story. This is unbelievable. Steve King of Iowa.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
Heinous representative, xenophobe, Chris Dolun, hunting buddy with Ted Cruz, and just... really an awful person and dumb. He was in that triumvirate of twatitude that went over to Egypt and rented. It was him, Louis Gohmert, and Michelle fucking Bachmann.
Oh, I remember this.
When they were all, Michelle was still in Congress.
Yes.
And the three of them just on their own went off to Egypt and rented like a VFW post. And put on their own. I'm not kidding. It was like a Holiday Inn or something. They rented a hall in a hotel, and they put on a press conference. I'm putting air quotes. And they talked about, we just want to know that your government is with you, and Arab Spring, and get rid of Islam, yay, and all that stuff. And the American government was like, no. We don't know what they're doing. They don't represent us. They don't represent us.
Is that
they
legal?
Are on vacation.
That's illegal. They can't do that.
They did. And they got laughed at.
Right.
They really did. Even the Egyptian people, the Egyptian government, I think it was transition government at the time, was like, okay, whatever. Don't care.
I mean, We even made a meme.
We did. Triple M with stupid shirts.
Yeah, yeah.
Pointing in all directions. Go to crabdiving.com, by the way, or if you're going to buy any shit on the internet,
yes.
Help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Go through our whole ad, crabdiving.com /Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little tickle.
Toss me that hole.
Well, Steve King landed on in some hot water recently.
Oh, no.
He gave an interview.
Yes.
To a local station on the telly in Sioux City, Iowa.
Oh, shit, man.
At his Sioux City office.
God damn it. Is Sioux City, is that a big town, Sioux City?
I don't think so. It's college town, maybe? Which, if it's a college town, I can't remotely imagine they would vote Steve King into anything. I can't imagine anyone voting Steve King in.
Yeah, who is he looking out for? Nobody.
Republican, of course, by the way, if I didn't mention that. So he got into trouble because first of all, sitting on his desk is a picture. There's a picture of like him and his wife and his grandkid or something like that. But it's facing outward.
What do you mean?
Which he may have done for the camera.
Yes.
But nonetheless, it's odd. If you're sitting at a desk working, The pictures of your loved ones are facing you.
So you can see them.
So you look at your loved ones and you're like, this is why I'm working my ass off to send this little asshole through college.
Yeah,
kind
sure.
of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is the woman I cheat on with my hot secretary.
Right. Or my page.
So, or both.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the whole party.
A little toe tapping at the airport.
Sure.
So, but also, so that's odd enough, but that could kind of be explained by, that might have been the TV guys said,
yeah,
turn it so we can see what the
they're dressing the set.
Also, however, on his desk.
Yes.
Is
a vibrator.
A little tiny American flag.
Perfect. Of course.
A little tiny Gadsden flag. Don't fucking tread on me, motherfucker.
Nobody wants to tread on you.
The Gadsden flag is that yellow flag with the snake that says, don't tread on me.
Nobody wants anything to do with you.
That the T-Loons have bastardized and absconded with. It was a perfectly kind of awesome fuck you kind of flag from the revolution.
They fucking ruined
it. And now they've ruined it because now the best memes out there are like the ones where the snake is cross-eyed with its tongue sticking out and it says, don't read to me.
All right.
Typical of the Tea Party. But the third flag.
Yes.
Steve King had.
Shut up.
Not the American flag, or it was American flag, Gadsden flag, not the flag of Iowa.
Okay. It's going to be some weird.
The Confederate flag of the Confederate States, the battle flag, Iowa.
But Iowa,
Iowa.
Was Iowa around during the Civil War?
It was. Okay. And I think it was on the good side.
Was it really? When was Iowa invented? Who cares?
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
Iowa was
a union.
Was around? Sure. I believe.
Well, you know, what's the big deal? He messed up. He put the wrong flag out there. He didn't mean to.
Iowa became a state in 1846, so they were only 20 years old at the Civil War. During the Civil War.
And not on the South side, correct?
Iowa supported the Union.
Oh, what a bunch of
voting
pussies.
Heavily for Abraham Lincoln.
What? Well, somebody tell Steve King that then.
Though there was a strong anti-war movement among settlers of southern regions.
Fuck you,
and among Catholics.
Oh, yeah.
We want to have our slaves. No battles in the state.
Oh, God. That's a state to be in, then.
Although the Battle of Athens, Missouri was fought just across the Des Moines River from Croton, Iowa. And shots from the battle landed in Iowa.
Okay.
Goddamn. Iowa did send supplies of food to the armies in the eastern cities. So Iowa had a total population of 675,000.
Wow.
116 were subjected to military. 116,000 were sent to the military. So,
no shit,
man. I mean, Iowa was way, way Union.
But on the Union side, okay. Well, it's odd that he has the wrong flag.
Well, right.
What's up with that,
Steve? What does he do with this? So, rightfully so, all over social medias, all over, you know, the libtard blogs and libtard radio shows like ours, everybody's screaming about what the fuck? Why, first of all, what the fuck with the goddamn stars and bars, Luke Duke? And second of all, it's Iowa.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Alabama, it ain't Mississippi.
He's clearly pandering. He clearly put that up there to pander to people. So people would see that and say, oh, all the races would be like, oh, Steve King's the guy for me.
So he got interviewed by some radio dude named Jeff Angelo. I don't know where he's from. He might be a local Iowa guy. About this, the flag
what?
On his desk. Here is Steve King, famous, most famous quote, the dreamers. He was talking about dreamers, right? The Dream Act.
I love the Dream
These
Act.
These are kids who ostensibly are in college, in high school, and are subject to getting deported because their parents brought them here when they were little babies or little kids. They have no say in it.
Right.
But they're not citizens. People like Steve King and like Donald J. Trump. They think these little evil takers, I don't care if you're a sophomore at Harvard.
Okay.
Get the fuck out of here.
We're sending you to back where you're from.
And then the more evil among them.
But I'm from here.
Like Trump says, unfortunately, yes, we have to deport them.
No, we
unfortunately.
Don't. Unfortunately. We don't have to do that.
At least he says, unfortunately. The scary people on our Facebook page, the right-wing nutjobs that join in the conversation.
Yeah, losers.
Hey, join in. Bat them around. It's fun. Verbally, of course.
Right.
Those idiots say, there was a story of a girl who, it was that girl who was the valedictorian at high school.
All and she fucking said, A's.
She said, I've got a full scholarship to an Ivy League school. By the way, I'm undocumented. My parents brought me here when I was a little girl. Not my fault.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. And they want to deport her. And on our, she's American.
Bye-bye.
She's been here since she was one.
Bye.
And some of them said, well, unfortunately, we have to deport her.
No, you
some
don't.
Some of them said, throw her in jail then deport her.
That's perfect. That's the best plan.
What is wrong with these people?
We want to throw a valedictorian who's got a full ride to Yale out of the country because she's not going to be productive and help us. How about we throw some of these Trumpalos that don't do dick?
Well, right. Who's better for the country right now? Some asshole in Mississippi?
How about
who's mudding on the weekends?
Hey, how about the people
has seven teeth?
Yeah. How about the people we played yesterday from Mississippi?
Oh,
those fucking racists.
Crabdiving.com. So here's Steve King talking to Jeff Angelo, explaining about the flag.
Hey. Congressman King, I got one more topic for you before you leave me, but there's a little dust up back here in Iowa because you did a video interview that had, and you were shown having a Confederate flag on your desk, and some people are upset about that. How come you have a Confederate flag on your desk?
Well, it's there with a number of other flags, and it's been here for a long, long time. It's pretty interesting that
not an explanation. It's been here for a really long, long time. When I moved into the office, it was sitting right there in the middle of the desk. I just left it.
It doesn't explain.
Of the thousands of people that have been through my office, no one has ever commented about it.
Well, they're all racist.
So not only, why is it there? Well, it's been there a long time and nobody said anything about it.
That's a perfect politician answer right there. That's like, bam.
Right. Why is it there? It's been there long. Nobody said nothing.
It's the way it's always been.
You didn't answer the question. And of course, I think this asshole,
Congressman King,
I think this guy is probably a sympathizer.
Hey.
So he's probably not going to challenge.
Oh, fuck no.
Steve King on the, you didn't answer.
Right.
Representative, you didn't. That's not an answer. Why is it there? It's been there a long time. Okay. Why?
And some people are upset about that. How come you have a Confederate flag on your desk?
Well, it's there with a number of other flags, and it's been here for a long, long time. It's pretty interesting that of the thousands of people that have been through my office, that no one has ever commented about it until the Democrats picked up that image and decided to make it as big a deal as they could.
The evil Democrats. So now, poor...
Yes.
Persecuted Steve King.
I'm a victim.
Does not have to answer for why he's got the racist rebel flag of traitors from traitorous losers.
Why do you have a symbol of racism?
170 years ago, 60 years ago.
Why does he have a symbol of racism on his fucking desk?
This is a free country, and it's freedom of speech. And by the way, I'd encourage people to go back and read the real history of the Civil War.
Oh, you cunt. You have your freedom of speech. No one is kicking your door in and dragging your stars and bars from your desk. No one is throwing you in prison for having your stars and bars. But guess what? We have the freedom of fucking speech to call you an asshole racist fuck for having it. So mop up your panties, you asshole, and grow a pair.
Mop them up. Mop up those panties! And it's not, by the way, he says it's a symbol of freedom. We learned that it's actually not a symbol of freedom. It stands through slavery, right? I think that was...
It was specifically resurrected. It was an obscure battle flag. It wasn't the battle flag of the South, or the flag of the South, but it was an obscure battle flag that was used, but was specifically resurrected in the 20s and 30s by the KKK.
And by the way,
to wave at black people.
Walmart won't sell these anymore, isn't that right?
Walmart.
They feel like
W is for white.
Right. And you've got it on your fucking desk. I mean, you can't just say it's history, and you certainly can't say it's a symbol of freedom. And the fact that anybody
should have said he's a Dukes of Hazzard fan.
Oh, right. And you can't say that because no one said anything about it. People that walk through your office haven't said anything.
Right.
Maybe they're big racists.
Right. If there was a sign hanging there that said, I hate coons, And, well, you know, nobody said nothing about it before. It's been there a really long time. Look at these fucking Democrats pointing at me all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's been there a long time isn't a great explanation. It doesn't explain.
Encourage people go back and read the real history of the Civil War and find out what it was about. But a small part of it was about slavery.
This is the terrifying revisionist history that they're trying to cram down everyone's throats.
It's all
this
bullshit.
This is those assholes in Colorado, those assholes in Texas, those assholes in other states that are trying to say, they're literally trying to whitewash the history of slavery in the Civil War.
They're
by
trying-
saying that the those states were just fighting for their rights. It had nothing to do with Negroes and slavery. We were getting rid of it, too. We were just a little farther behind.
I mean, they're trying to take slavery out of the Civil War. And that's loony.
And do I need to go pull up the Georgia Declaration of fuck you to the United States for the Civil War? Do I need to pull up the North Carolina Declaration of fuck you to the United States?
Yeah, for Steve King.
Do I need to pull up the Louisiana fuck you? We read all of those, and each one in the first sentence or damn nigh close,
it says,
to preserve the tradition of slavery. Fuck you, North.
The tradition. It's so fucked up, too. I mean,
institution, tradition, whatever language they use.
Oh, my God. I tell you. If we can't come together and all agree that slavery, well, the Civil War was bad, then I don't know.
Oh, I think we agree it was bad, but they think the outcome was bad.
Yeah.
That's what they think.
And they want people to think it wasn't about slavery. That is so fucking insane.
And that's what they're trying to teach the kids. So now there are generations of ignorant white kids in rural areas who are being taught, regardless of what we want, the country wants them to be taught. You know damn well in Texas that some Texas history teacher is like, I know this book says, but let me tell you about the Civil War.
Well, I mean, you're talking about the South. It's a whole part of the country that was built on slavery. They didn't want to lose their slaves because how was their economy?
Well, the whole
work?
Country was built on slavery, just generated from that area. Because the riches of the South, the plantations, cotton, the textiles, all that stuff, and farming helped supply the North. Right?
Yep. Fucking nuts.
But there was a big part of it that was about states' rights. It was about people that defended their homeland and fought next to their neighbors and their family. And on both sides of that, roughly 600,000 Americans lost their lives in the Civil War.
So what they fought? What? Okay, well, let's say that about the Nazis.
Okay.
The Nazis fought next to their friends and next to their neighbors. He's glorifying, the enemy.
And he's also trying to say that if you're against the Confederate flag, then you're against the people that died in the Civil War,
right?
Or some odd. I mean. I don't even know. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
You still, Representative, haven't answered, why is it there?
Right.
So right at 600,000 Americans lost their lives in the Civil War. And we put an end to slavery, a stain upon our country. And we've lived with respecting the South and their way of life for 150 years. And now, after 150 years, there has to be an issue about a Confederate flag.
They weren't waving the Confederate flag around for 150 years, you idiot. He's like, you need to go out and read a history book. And he's lying. He's lying about the history of the South. They did not wave the Confederate flag since 1863. They haven't.
It's fucking batshit crazy. Every time you want to talk to any of these asshole rednecks about the Civil War, every retort they have is you have to go back and read. You haven't done your research. Okay, fine.
Then you've only read the real history books. You haven't read the stuff that we write.
Right. We never know the history. That's always their retort. God, it's so fucking irritating.
I happen to have a more precious document here in my office that I'm standing right next to it. It is the Bible.
Oh, God. I'm going to fucking vomit.
It is
I really am going to fucking vomit. He pivots. I'm not a racist. Look, I've got a more important document here. Ooh. It's the Bible.
I got a big old stupid Bible.
Oh, God. What? It's
shove
so
it up your ass.
Scary what these people are. It's just really, really frightening.
And this is Iowa.
Yeah.
New Testament, shirt pocket-sized Bible that my great-uncle, five times great, John Richardson, carried with him for 3 years in the Civil War. He marched off to war with my great-grandfather.
On which side, Stevie?
So why?
Five times great. They were cousins. And my great-grandfather was killed in the Civil War. They were abolitionists. Our family goes back to the origins of the Republican Party.
I really don't agree with the abolitionist side of my ancestors, but they were.
Well, he's saying they were on the right side of the war, but then why does he have the Confederate flag?
They were abolitionists. Our family goes back to the origins of the Republican Party, and these men carried the blood of Abraham Lincoln in their veins, and that's been passed down to me.
Abraham Lincoln would have been way into shooting Mexicans as they're skipping across the border. Lincoln would have been way into Muslim bans. What a fucking liar.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Our family cares a lot about unity, but also about the truth and accuracy in history. And so that Confederate flag has been here for a long, long time. It just does a reflection of our history. And it's not meant to be anything else. And by the way, up until about a year ago, it never occurred to me that anybody would think that it had something to do with, you know, that it was an advocacy for anything.
Lying sack of white shit. What a liar.
Other than the, let's just say, a piece of our history that we should remember and remember the right lessons from. I'm watching our civilization digress. Because people are pitting them, they're looking for pretext in order to divide us, and this is a pretext that they have chosen upon. And so I'd say to them the same thing that the Texans say about their flag with the cannon on it: you see this flag, come and take it.
What? Come and take it? Yeah, you're gonna wrestle it
from
out
my
of
dead cold hands.
Oh boy, ooh. How sexy.
Yeah, look at those,
what a
big
creep.
Those big swingers on those big swinging sack.
Oh.
On
nice
Steve
set
King,
of
huh?
Balls on that. What is he, a senator or a representative?
Representative.
Fuck you. Oh.
Everyone in that area really should be subject to
everything
some sort
he
of
just
fine
said was bullshit.
For sending him to national prominence.
Everything he just said was complete fucking bullshit.
And keeps getting reelected.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody gives a shit, by the way.
In fucking Sioux City, Iowa.
Why would you, if you're he's reelected over and over again, lying, why would he ever tell the truth?
Right. Oh, well, here we go. Donald Trump may not be, I think somebody let him actually speak. Off prompter.
Oh, great. Oh, that's awesome.
He was on the Michael Savage show. Oh, my God.
That
Michael
dude,
Savage is bad shit.
He's a right-wing nut job for sure.
Well, Trump went on the Michael Savage radio show.
Yes.
And this is yesterday.
Okay.
And this is talking about immigration.
Donald, I have to ask you something. You just said you, Michael, didn't like those pictures of the two black guys being killed by the cops. How did you happen to know that? Did you actually hear my show? I don't think you're able to listen to the show while you're on the road, or did someone tell you that?
I heard you say it. I heard you say it on a show. And I you know what? I heard you say it on a show. I do listen to your show. A lot of people listen to your show. I don't even know if you know how many people. So many people come up and they say, Michael Savage loves you. I say, well, that's good news. I think that's true. Look, I did hear you say it in the show. I think if I didn't hear you say it in the show, I'd almost be able to guess it, to be honest, because that was a terrible picture that I witnessed.
Donald, we both grew up breathing clean Alley Pond Park air. I was on the other side of Union Turnpike, but it was the same air. We learned how to think clearly, and we know what clear air is. Donald, you know, you just said something very interesting. My audience, which is very big, just nominated me to the Radio Hall of Fame.
God, listen to these two.
Oh, my God.
Just craning their necks to fillet themselves.
He's in the Radio Hall of Fame, Michael Savage. Congratulations. Who cares?
Didn't we learn from Howard Stern that that's a guy?
This is somebody
in a basement. Yeah, some guy just put out a website.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that yet or not?
That I have not heard about. I think you deserve it, but that I have not heard about.
Well, it was a big contest that listeners themselves could vote on. And the important point in my mentioning that is that on November 17th in Chicago, after you have won the election, I'm going to the Radio Hall of Fame to be inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame with Walter Winchell and some other greats. I'm going to put you on the spot. Would you consider inducting me into the National Radio Hall of Fame?
Well, where is that, and what was the exact date?
Why are we doing this on the radio, by the way?
Does Donald Trump have his, like, iCal open? Is he see? He doesn't fucking know.
November 17th in Chicago.
It's like right after the election.
This is the most bizarre clip we've ever played.
Michael, that's like an eternity.
Okay. No, I hear you. I understand, but I'm going to put it back out through your assistance. And it would be our great honor to have you do that, because this will be in the perennial Hall of Fame.
How crazy is this? Okay, so anyway, later.
This is bananas, dude.
Later, after Savage wipes the cum from his lips, the Trump cum, and pulls the orange pubes from his teeth, they start talking about immigration. And gross. Listen to what Trump has to say.
This is so important to me. As a trained epidemiologist, you know I earned my doctorate at UC Berkeley.
What is that?
In that field and others. And the fact is that Mr. Obama has not only been...
Study of disease?
Okay.
Yes, no?
I don't know.
Epidemiology. Epidemiology is the... Oops, I spelled it wrong. Branch of medicine that deals with the incidence, distribution, and possible control of diseases.
Okay.
So it's a study of diseases.
He does this, and he's a radio guy? Good for him.
He did.
Okay.
I think he just does the radio gig now.
Okay, sure.
I don't think he's epidemiologizing anymore. But the fact that he's an educated scientist is even
nuts.
More terrifying, because he doesn't believe in global warming.
Okay. He's a big whore, though.
And flooding America with immigrants who cannot or will not work. He's bringing in people who have brought back illnesses that were once basic.
Oh my God, that's such bullshit.
What immigrants,
you fucking idiots,
are Obama letting in that are refusing to work? The people that are crawling across the Mexican border are desperate to work, to send money back to their families. They want to work. This is that evil bullshit opinion on the right, that they just come here and they just open their legs to have anchor babies and take welfare,
right?
Which they can't get.
And I think it's the anti-vaxxers that are fucking us up,
right?
Bringing back measles. We just did that story.
Basically eliminated in America, tuberculosis was almost wiped out. I can name five other diseases. He is bringing in diseased immigrants. We need a revamping inside the National Institutes of Health, and especially the Centers for Disease Control, because they're nothing but politicized.
Hundreds of thousands of humans fly in and out of the United States every goddamn day. How the fuck does this idiot think you're going to screen every single human out there for TB? Before you enter the country, you got to have a full blood screening. You got to be like taking a dog to Hawaii. You got to put it in isolation for a month.
God. Listen to how he refers to immigrants. Disease.
Oh, they're not human. They're not human.
So xenophobic.
And
what
everything
an
but white guys is not human. White males.
Hacks who do the president's bidding. They're no longer independent scientists. I'm going to say right now, Donald, I know it's a long way off. If you become president, I would offer my services for $1 a year to help you with that. I know an awful lot about it. It's a disaster to bring in diseased immigrants. Don't you agree?
Well, that's what's happening, and people don't like talking about it, and certainly it's not politically correct to talk about it, and that's why they don't do it, because everything we do today has to do with political correctness. If something's a little bit off just a little bit, they'd say, oh, please don't mention that. Even my people tell me don't mention that, but I
love how they've changed the narrative so that if you decry extremist statements like, let's get rid of all the Muslims, then you're being politically correct.
You're being racist, actually.
That's politically correct.
That's what they're trying to say. You're being racist.
Yeah, we're like, I don't think all Mexicans are bad people. You're just being politically correct, you Libra fag.
And then if you say, something pro-immigration, well, you're anti-white.
I like to mention things.
Right.
So you're a racist.
Anyway, even though I know it's going to end up being a firestorm, I mention them anyway. But there's something that's one of the other elements. I mean, people are pouring into this country, and in many cases, they're not well people. And we have, in many respects.
How?
In many cases, they're not well people in many respects.
Good God. What respects? What citations? We need some evidence. This fucking guy goes on all these goddamn talk shows. He never has any evidence for what he says.
They think the immigrants are coming over intentionally. I'm gonna cough on everybody. I've got TB. Yeah. I can't wait to go down to the market and cough on the bananas.
Yeah, don't cough on my bananas.
I mean, this is what these morons
poor
think.
Syrian so refugees.
Then,
come on.
So then, you know, you're down at the Piggly Wiggly. And you see a local family that's just moved in from some other country, and you want them dead because they're coming into your... right away, you hate them.
Right.
I mean, if you're a dumb white Republican, racist xenophobe who's listening to Michael fucking Savage and voting cunting Trump, if you're into that, you look over and you see someone brown from a different country, and you hate them already. Instantly, you're afraid of them.
Yeah.
They're out to get me. They're out to infect me with
then
diseases.
What's next?
They're going to turn me gay.
You run into the woods with your fucking militia and your little Klan's robe, and you have a meeting. Great.
How can they live like that?
I don't know. Some friends that aren't white and straight. That's what everybody needs to start doing. You idiots.
I've got a story for this Faithless Friday, Ryan.
Oh shit.
We'd follow this story closely.
Crab diving
because
follow up.
It's right where the Crab Diving Southeast offices are located.
Okay.
In Pensacola, Florida.
Is this that cross?
Satanic prayer was held at the Pensacola City Council meeting.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Last night.
Ooh. So is Satan totally taken over now?
David Suhor, co-founder of the local chapter of the Satanic Temple,
petitioned and
threatened to sue the local government if they refuse to allow him equal time, if they're still going to have their ridiculous invocations and whatever spells they cast.
Right.
And all that.
Yes.
Kate's just checking on us, make sure the show's going okay.
For everyone that wondered, the dog just poked her head in the room.
And looked at us and said, fuck that, and she jumped back up on the couch.
Doesn't like the show today.
The co-founder of the local chapter of the Satanic Temple told they initially wanted to keep him from being able to deliver his satanic invocation.
Yes.
But, you know, the laws and stuff. And even though the Supreme Court fucked up,
ooh,
it allowed invocations of Jesus before public meetings,
right,
not of anything before public meetings. They did say that it had to be open to all religions.
That's awesome.
Now, of course,
Dudists.
Throughout the country, we've reported here on Crab Diving of different assholes who are like, I don't care what they say. I'm not letting no pagans speak.
It's so fucking dumb.
You've got infants, toddlers who are running these fucking city council, county council meetings, whatever, and are walking out because
stupid.
A Buddhist has come in to give the invocation.
And it's just people.
And I can't hear it. My ears, Jesus.
It's just people talking to things in the sky or wherever.
It's so ridiculous all around. And the Satanic Temple is a secularist atheist mm-hmm. kind of organization. They're not officially atheist. You could be anything in the Satanic Temple.
Right. Well, you worship Satan.
But they're secular.
No, okay.
You don't worship Satan.
I'm just kidding.
The Satanic Temple is a secular organization.
Right.
That is really doing this. This is what they're doing. They're sticking a salad fork in the taint of the Christianists who are trying to ram their Jesus down our throats through the government.
We're out of salad forks.
And this guy, David Suhor, co-founder of the local chapter of the Satanic Temple, would love nothing more than to have these idiots say, that's it, No more invocations.
Yeah, yeah.
No that, more. We're done.
Can
Let's
you get a,
have our meeting and pray outside.
Yeah.
Go out to the fucking Chick-fil-A after sure. and pray over your hate, your chicken sandwich
your,
of
your hate.
Your hate
chicken.
Yeah.
Your delicious hate chicken.
Or that really good ice cream.
Yeah. They'll buy it.
The
it's shitty.
So I've heard. The so this guy
Sue Horn.
Yeah. Went to the they'd finally decided, well, we gotta let this guy do it.
Right.
We just got to. Because we can't afford a lawsuit. Remember we did the story about the council president who said, well, I'd rather him not do it, but we can't afford a lawsuit kind of thing. He's one of the few intelligent ones. How many stories do we do of these states that are fucking Oklahoma?
Anyway.
Yeah. We don't care how much money we spend. We know we're going to lose, but Jesus.
Yeah, they just want a clip for YouTube for their little stupid constituents. Look at me.
Screw the hungry children. Screw SNAP benefits. Screw our education budgets. But let's spend a few $100,000 on lawyers defending our Ten Commandments.
That's not a waste.
Black.
Great.
So when the co-founder, when David Suhor approached the podium, he was wearing a black robe, like
was he really?
Like the fucking emperor on Star Wars.
He should wear like a red leotard with little devil horns and a pitchfork. Well, that would be hilarious.
He's all. If this is the same guy, there's another one running around Florida and the South doing the same thing. But if this is the same guy, he said, you know, I start off with I'm going to give a non secular kumbaya, everybody be friends. But the more shit they give him, the crazier he gets.
Oh, that's
with
awesome.
With his invocation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the more pushback he gets, the more he wants to twist the salad fork.
Oh yes, they should let some Viking. Assholes. They should let some Viking do an invocation.
Oh, that'd be great.
Viking shit is strange.
So, right when he approached the podium,
yes,
the United Methodist Church of Pace,
okay,
had sent a bus full of people.
Oh my God.
They were outside. They had staged outside the city hall, ready to pray, with hundreds filling the seats inside.
Pray all you want.
The council president called the crowd to order and told the crowd they had to be quiet or they would have to leave.
Okay.
As he tried to speak, they started singing, yelling, screaming, praying the Lord's Prayer to drown out the evil Satan.
I love it. So fucking
some people were thrown out or dragged out.
Sad.
Numerous people were escorted out.
Okay.
He said, if you deviate away from what I feel is proper invocation speech, I will have you removed from the chamber.
Oh, shit.
One man in the audience said, I would rather be in a room than let darkness sit here by itself. How crazy are these people?
It's nuts. So the whole purpose.
I have to go to one of these sometime. We have to go back to Pensacola at some point, and I have to go to one of these because I just want to point and laugh. I just want to stand and go, ha.
Well, maybe by the time you get to Pensacola, the Satanist church will have done its job and there won't be any more of these fucking invocations and public meetings. You're a fucking waste of time.
So once order was regained, we might have some video here. Here's a little bit of a video audio or for you guys. Go to crabdiving.com. You can read the blog post. Get it up there.
Chaos inside the city, Pensacola City Council chamber tonight. Hundreds protested the invocation delivered by a member of the Satanic Temple. That man once again at the center of yet another religious debate. Channel 3's Allie Norton joins us live from Bayview Park with more on that. Allie.
And Jacqueline David.
Bayview Park is where that cross is, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right?
Suhor is part of the lawsuit to get rid of this 25-foot cross
in
Bayview Park. The argument that a religious symbol has no place to be in a public spot. That is the same grounds he went off tonight when he delivered the invocation on behalf.
She's reading from her iPhone, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That's so douchey.
She's reading her report from her iPhone.
Wow.
Half of the Satanic Temple. He waved his arm and up they stood. Hundreds held their hand in the air while David Suhor approached the podium. Before he even starts, the crowd begins their own invocation.
Oh, God. Geez. I'm looking at a sea of old white people who are... it just crashed. But it's a sea of old white people who are raising their fists in the air. Here's a different...
Holding fast only to that which is demonstrably true. Let us stand firm.
Listen to them all. He's trying to chant his whatever. Yes. And the rest of them are all...
They're rebuking him now. They're praying to God, and they're using the power of Jesus to rebuke this demonic motherfucker.
So stupid is all of this.
Guys,
they're casting magic spells at each other.
This is Harry Potter shit.
It's really silly.
It's fucking idiot.
It's very, very silly.
It's idiocy.
Here's a different...
Joe, can I ask you to at least keep it to a low volume? Then I'm going to have to ask you all to leave so we can get this invitation.
He's saying, can all you Christian fucks,
yeah, shut up,
keep it to a low volume? And they're like, no!
Well, they're proving their point. This is why we don't have these, we don't need prayer before these goddamn public meetings.
Right, because of this, right?
We don't need this. Nobody needs any of this. Oh, my God. Talk to yourself before the meeting and keep it to your... Talk to your God, I don't know, in your car before you come into this stupid fucking meeting if it means so much to you.
You to do the job of violating my constitutional right to freedom of religion. All right? Now, what's happened here... has not been any curses. There haven't been any curses. They've just been some words of wisdom.
So this is him,
right,
afterwards saying, look, this is him in the public comment section.
Sure.
So he hung around for the rest of the... He took off his robe, by the way.
Okay.
And hung out for the rest of the meeting. And then he, in the public comment section afterwards, he's like, look, there was no curse here. I didn't invoke anybody. I didn't wish boils on anyone's testicles. I didn't try to pray for cancer for you evil fucks. You intolerant evil assholes.
And meanwhile, did anything happen in the meeting? Were they able to get to
their
agenda?
Well, only because they were waving their crosses around. Did nobody die of satanic possession, Ryan?
Oh, yes.
It's only because the good Christians were there. You know, they think that.
Thank you for protecting me.
They think that. They think they've protected something. They cast some magic spell, some dome over the, like a fucking snow globe.
Higgity-muggity. Was anyone waving rattlesnakes?
No.
So stupid, man.
And this was a big crabby fuck you to the United Methodist Church of Pace.
Yes, good job, guys. We don't look like assholes
for organizing. We're gonna go to the meeting and we're gonna cast our spell against the Satan. Make sure you have your +3 sword with you and your shield of invocation.
Really? I mean, so they did they all drive down there together in the same bus?
I'm sure they took buses.
What did they talk about before they went there? They're like, okay, guys, pray really hard because we're going up against somebody really important today, Satan. I mean, it's so... How can
one woman said,
get on board
when
with
you invoke a name, any other name under heaven that is not the Lord Jesus Christ, you almost invite cursing or disaster to fall upon you.
Oh, yes. Good point, dummy. That's the stupidest
could we
fucking
please
thing ever.
Have her not vote.
Can we grow
up? Is it too
up?
Much to ask to say, can we just have the people think the world's 6,000 years old?
Yes.
And shit like that.
And there's Jesus up in the sky hurling thunderbolts down at you when you sin, by the way.
David Suhor finally, in the comments afterwards, said, quit pushing Christian privilege, as we see with the Bayview cross and so many other issues. And go to a moment of silence and let everyone pray or not according to their own conscience. He's like, look, I'm going to keep trying to do this. And we're going to keep trying to do this. And we're going to send other religions to come do this. And the real Satanists are probably going to want to come and do this.
So you're going to have to do this for every meeting, you fucking Christians.
Because you can't just make it Jesus. You can't. Right. You can't. You can't. So he says, do the right thing. Turn it into a moment of silence. Or how about have nothing at all? How about do your fucking job and
it's a meeting.
Make sure our roads are paved and make sure our schools are paid
maybe
for.
Maybe you don't even need the fucking meeting. Honestly.
Probably
it could probably
not,
be resolved in some fucking emails. You don't need these meetings. Skype. Skype with each other,
well,
for God's sake.
People get to talk to the... At the city council meetings, people get to talk back and shit and have public comment.
Why do you need to be there, though? You can't go on a web page and do the same thing?
Watch it on video?
No, really, a chat room.
On Snapchat?
Save some money.
So there you go. The ongoing battle in Pensacola, Florida. There's still, by the way, he still is involved in that lawsuit to take that big, giant 25-foot cross out of the public park.
That's insanity. Total fucking insanity.
Let's see. This is in my home state.
Fuck you.
Of Illinois.
Right.
There is a town there, or I guess it's a village. I don't know what that means, but it's of Oswego. Oswego?
Oh, I've heard of this.
I've heard of it. I don't know that I've ever been there. I may have been through there.
Shitty. I think it's near Schaumburg.
But the village of Oswego, earlier this month, put up a display, this big monstrosity in front of the village hall. It's all this like red, white, and blue garlandy looking shit.
Oh, I love it.
And then spelled out in gold garland, it says, bless the USA.
Perfect.
It was donated.
Okay.
And displayed for 4th of July celebrations.
Great.
But it did not sit well.
Why?
Ryan.
And it didn't say, God bless the USA?
Exactly.
Are you shitting me?
They lost their minds.
It's not enough just to say bless the USA. I mean, that's nice.
Some retired history teacher said, do they not know the history of our country is based on one nation under God?
Dude, we don't know that. We're just a bunch of dumb, ignorant fucks.
But this is a history teacher who should know that, first of all, the Pledge of Allegiance,
yes,
of which this person just quoted, didn't come around until the early 1900s. It was written by a socialist,
yes,
and it didn't have under God in it. That was put in the 50s.
Yeah, yeah. Like the thing with the money as well, right?
So I is there a way to retroactively revoke this person's history degree?
Yeah, we need a time machine.
And they're, how terrified am I now? This is a retired history teacher. How many generations of dumb fucks did this teacher produce?
Lots.
With his or her horrible... lack of facts.
A lot of dumb fucks have been reproduced by this guy. History teacher. God, that's depressing, man.
Many people complain that it's yet another example of how we're taking God out of our country.
God's not in the country. God's not out of the country. There's no God. I mean, there's the idea of God.
So it had been donated by some display company because that after it was ordered by a customer, never paid for. So they had this giant display that was never paid for. The company's like, let's give it to the town. And the town put it up.
Right. Oh, it was just a nice thing to do.
The village administrator, Dan DeSanto, said, well, you know, it was either take it or it was going to go in the trash. We saw it as a way to honor America.
And we took it.
It has nothing to do with censoring God. There was no vote. We didn't commission it. Nobody said, let's put up this, what should we say on the display? And when we said, God bless America, somebody said, get that God part the fuck out of there.
I guarantee you this guy's not going to want to do anything like this ever again.
They're never doing it again. They're going to throw it away now.
Stupid.
No, but that's good for us because now it's, fuck you, Christians. No, no even bless you for you.
You don't
now
even,
because of your screaming ninnitude.
You lost it all.
You've lost even a tiny hint.
You have zero
of
blessing.
Your deity blessing, of any deity blessing the country.
No blessing at all. You're going to
So he said now,
suffer.
They took it down because the holiday's over. He said it won't go back up again. If it offends some people, well, it's just not worth it.
Jesus. That it's like a parent having to say,
Christian
logic. Now nobody gets anything. Nothing for anyone. Right. How do you like that?
Christian logic.
Zero blessings. You're blessingless.
My home state of Illinois.
Shit, man. God, that's hilarious.
there's another. This one is taking place in Kentucky.
Hey, fuck you, boy.
There is in Trigg County.
Trigg.
T-R-I-G-G. Trigg County, Kentucky.
Trigonometry. I think that's what they're famous for.
I think not. Mandy Heath is her name. A woman who is getting ready to get married to her fiancé.
Her cousin.
John.
Okay.
And they went, they decided they were going to have a friend of theirs perform the ceremony, who's not a Jesus-y, he's just a friend. He's not a religiously credentialed person in Trigg County.
Right. He's not ordained by some weird ass guy.
So they wanted to go take care of the paperwork.
Okay.
And they were going to do it, take care of the paperwork under the watch of a judge, which
perfect.
Is what couples do.
Okay.
All over the country, it said. County Judge Executive Hollis Alexander.
Hollis.
said she had one request for the ceremony. Because she and her fiance are both non-religious, she doesn't want any mention of God in the ceremony.
Hey, no problem.
County courthouse, county judge.
Right.
I would like no reference to any deity in this legal whatever you're going to do.
Seems
here.
Like reasonable.
I'm not doing it. Judge Executive Hollis right. Alexander said, I will be unable to perform your wedding ceremony. I include God in my ceremonies, and I won't do one without.
What a fucking child. What a fucking baby. Grow up. Do your fucking job.
Now, the Christians, he referred them to a different judge.
This is nuts.
Now, the Christians would be like, well, what's the problem? He referred them to a different judge in a different county.
You shouldn't
There's
have
no
to do that.
Other judge in that county. He's it.
Because he has fucking belief in right. some bullshit in the sky, I got to go to another county to get married.
They should
Fuck
take
you.
His, they should take his house. They should take
they
his
should
car.
Do something.
They should bankrupt him. He should lose, at very least,
he
lose,
should get
his,
sued.
Lose his job.
I thought
for
if you
civil
were
rights
denying someone's civil liberties and you were an official and you could prove that you had knowledge of that, I thought you could be sued for that kind of shit.
So the Freedom From Religion Foundation found out about it, has sent one of their lawyers sent a letter to the judge to remind the judge kind of how the law of America works.
Remind a fucking judge. The judge knows how it works. He's just not doing it.
Here's from the letter that they sent. As a government employee, you have a constitutional obligation to remain neutral on religious matters while acting in your official capacity. You have no right.
Right.
To impose your personal religious beliefs on people seeking to be married. Governments in this nation, including the Commonwealth of Kentucky,
yes.
are secular.
Duh.
They do not have the power to impose religion on citizens. The bottom line is that by the law, there must be a
Ooh.
Be a secular option
and
for people
sexual.
Seeking to get married.
Right.
In Trigg County, you are the secular option, right? If you want
to
get married in Trigg County, you can go to the double wide where they wave the snakes and you can get married. You can go over to the Methodist temple, church
yeah, yeah.
and get married. You can go. There's probably a Catholic or two somewhere in Trigg
but
County.
What if you just
you
want
can
to
go
have
to the Catholic church. That's why you go. If you don't want to have a non-secular ceremony, guess where you can go?
The courthouse.
To the courthouse.
But you can't hear. That's nuts.
The default ceremony offered by your office should be secular. People wishing to add in religion should be able to do so upon request, not the other way around.
You fucking idiot.
And certainly not to the exclusion of any secular option. They're saying that they're not sure where they're going to proceed. That Mandy isn't sure that she wants like her whole wedding thing to be turned into a legal battle.
Of course she doesn't. This is not, nobody wants this. This is so fucking stupid.
So
it's crazy because it can be avoided by people doing what the fuck they're supposed to do.
Right. So maybe on our Facebook or in the blog post, we'll put a link to Trigg County email, where you can maybe email Judge Executive Hollis Alexander and tell him to do his fucking job.
Dude, it's not even hard. Right?
Go to the judge.
It should be difficult.
In the next county. Go to that drive 40 minutes and they'll perform your evil Satan based.
That's what these Christians want you to do, but it's not fair.
Well, right.
That's fucking bullshit. Because of your belief in a sky god, I got to get in my car and drive.
And then they have that these vague laws that say undue burden, like with the abortion. So then the Christianists will say, I don't think it's an undue burden to make them drive 40 miles. That ain't no undue burden.
Listen, why should I have to do anything to be sensitive for your religious beliefs?
Exactly. You're an elected official, elected by everybody, including
yourself.
The secularists in your fucking county.
We don't live in goddamn Iran.
Right.
This is stupid.
Oh
my God, quit believing in shit in the sky. It's fucking everything up.
There's also,
I mean, Jesus fucking Christ.
We reported
on, pun intended,
the grand opening of the Ark.
Oh God.
Encounter.
Go on this big stupid boat that's not even in the fucking water.
Down in Kentucky, speaking of. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, again, the evil Freedom From Religion Foundation.
What a bunch of fucking
dickheads. Those evil Satanists from Wisconsin who come in, swoop in. They sent a letter to, we reported this on Crab Diving a few days ago. Go to crabdiving.com, iTunes or Stitcher.
Yes.
That they sent a letter to the local school districts around and near the Ark Encounter in Kentucky and Ohio, whatever they're next to, that said, look, you can't take your kids on field trips to the fucking Ark Encounter.
Yeah, you had to do something else.
Doesn't work. You can't start planning your bus trip.
It's ridiculous.
To go see the Velociraptor next to the two sheep and the two lions and the two pubic lice.
Pubic lice. But you got to figure this Ken Ham and this whole Ark Encounter, they were counting on that revenue, right? I would think.
He's losing his mind. That's the whole thing. Ken Ham, after learning about how the Freedom From Religion Foundation had contacted all the schools and everything, took to his social medias to say, we're at war. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is at war with us.
Religion's at war with us. You built a fucking ark in the middle of nowhere in the woods in Kentucky with taxpayer dollars.
Right. And
we're people are at war on us.
And you can't take public school kids to your religious event.
It's so stupid.
On taxpayer dollars.
Right.
So he says they're being bullied, Ryan.
No.
Ken Ham tweeted, Freedom From Religion Foundation needs to stop bullying schools to stop students visiting Ark Encounter. They can go for educational, recreational, historical purposes.
Historical? Hey, it is historical. Some lunatic in Kentucky built a boat not in the fucking water. That's what's historical about it.
He tweeted, they have no right to tell schools what excursions they can and can't do, thus violating First Amendment. That's the school's decision. They are violating.
Dude, how is it educational? You built a replica of a boat from
it's
a
religious
book.
Indoctrination.
Yeah.
How do you separate the religion from that? You can't. When you say, I don't have the answer, the answer's in here, and you wave the Bible around.
Right.
That's a little difficult to extract religiosity from that equation.
You got a goddamn dinosaur in the pen of a boat, in a boat, as a fucking... In the museum, they have a dinosaur.
Bullying and intimidation is what Freedom From Religion Foundation do to try to undermine First Amendment public schools can visit.
Are we supposed to believe there's a fucking dinosaur in the hull of the Ark?
They say The Freedom From Religion Foundation doesn't want freedom of religion, but freedom from anything Christian. Thus, they bully to restrict religious freedom.
Fuck you. That's so fucking ridiculous.
Meanwhile, no one is stopping.
No.
No one's stopping anybody. They are saying a school cannot organize an official trip if a bunch of parents say, hey, let's get together and rent a van and go down to the Ark Encounter, rock the fuck on non-school hours, as long as it's not a teacher.
Can you imagine?
If the school says, we are putting together a bus for a field trip.
You can't do that.
You cannot, absolutely cannot do that.
And the reason
is, how about if they say, let's take them to the local mosque?
Oh, that would be great.
We're working on a field trip to the local mosque. Can you imagine the
heads lose their fucking mind.
Exploding.
The reason you don't want people going to the fucking art excursion or whatever this is, you're supposed to learn shit in school.
And it's a lie.
Yeah.
You're telling people that evolution, which is scientific fact, is a lie. You're telling people that global warming is a lie. You're telling people that there was a flood that covered the entire Earth 6,000 years ago, and one guy, one drunk, built a giant ark.
How many people?
And put two of every fucking
animal
on the planet.
But
meanwhile, let's not even talk about, you would have lions with seven toes. You're inbreeding.
Yeah.
You're fucking your sisters.
Fuck your science.
You can't have just two of any creatures to repopulate anything.
That's true. Good point.
And have genetic diversity. You're gonna end up with monsters.
And how many people did it take to build this boat in Kentucky that's not even floating? More than one person? Or did just one person work on this fucking thing with power tools and cranes and all kinds of shit?
Well, that's it. They got a lot of shit for not building it the way Noah did.
Build it the way Noah did it, you fucking pussy.
You want to impress me, Ken Ham? Build it with your own fucking two hands, you fraud.
Yeah, yeah. And go find the animals with your own two hands.
Right.
With a fake animal. They're not even real animals in there.
So now, in the latest salvo, Ken Ham has decided that because the Freedom From Religion Foundation even said, look, it's like $25 to get in, too. I mean, this, you're not going to, we're
it's
not going to
so
allow
much fucking money.
Secular students and our tax money to go to your religious your religious extremist indoctrination.
Yeah, fuck this.
And Ken Ham responded, to help encourage public schools to stand up against this bullying and uphold their constitutional rights, I will make the following valuable offer.
Okay.
If public school students are booked as a group through their school, illegally and unconstitutionally, I might add, to come to the Ark Encounter or Creation Museum for educational, recreational, or historical purposes during 2016, we will allow them to do so at a cost of $1 per child with accompanying teacher's fee.
Okay.
Just call our customer line. He gives the number. To book the school group, must be a legitimate public school group booked through their elementary, middle, or high school. So he's encouraging a school to commit a crime and open themselves off to lawsuits.
And no one's
doing
this.
And then the taxpayers have to pay.
Yes.
And then they scream and cry, why are my taxes going up?
It's just not going to happen. You're not going to. How soon does it take this thing to fucking close? Because it's not profitable. They can't stay
in
business.
It's so soon.
This is going to close
a big empty ark.
It'll close in a year.
And I want to raise money to buy it then. To buy it and turn it into a gay bar.
Oh, a gay bar.
A gay resort.
A gay sex dungeon club.
An atheist gay resort.
Perfect. I love that.
That's what we got here, ladies and gentlemen, on that note.
Faithless Friday.
We will be back next week, every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Tide Coast, then available on iTunes and Stitcher. Hey, leave us a good review. Or at crabdiving.com. Don't forget all the other great programming here, streaming 24-7 on the network. Also, don't forget Ryan's going to be doing some comedy to this weekend, the Rated R Comedy Show, followed by the
Sloppy Seconds.
Ooh, we're almost out of time. Follow his Twitter at RatedRComedy or go to RatedRComedy.com for the details.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. That's a freaking vibe.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't go to the fucking Ark Encounter. Read a book.
Think you need to crab diving? Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram.
at Crab Diving.